The bells of Prague's Church of Our Lady Victorious on Karmelitska or Carmelite Street. The church is home to one of the most revered images in the Roman Catholic world, the Bambino di Praga or Child of Prague. We'll come to the famous statue in a moment, but first let's find out a little about the Church of Our Lady Victorious and its troubled history.
We are just sitting in front of the main altar. There you can see in the middle the small icon. The small icon was on the chest of a fanatic priest during the Battle of the White Mountain. He asked the Spanish general simply to attack Prague.
Says Dr. Václav Cílek. He's a geologist by profession, but is also an expert on the history of Prague's churches. After the defeat of the Protestants during the Thirty Years' War, the formerly Lutheran church was given to the Roman Catholic Carmelite order. Indeed, the victory in the church's name refers to the part believers say the Virgin Mary played in the 1620 Battle of the White Mountain. Its violent past is still visible today. Dr. Cílek continues.
If you will look around the icon, what you will see the armory, you will see the guns, the shields, you will see the instrument of the war. So just imagine, in our contemporary world, to put in a church, for example, the images of the rockets, of the tanks. I am talking about this church like about the highly problematic, half-dark place in which this figure of little Jesus is shining. The figure of infant Jesus of the Prague has a long history. Very probably, or maybe, it was created in Spain around here 1520 in the times of Teresa of Avila. Through family de Lara it got into the Prague, and later, just in the middle of the 30-year war, it was donated to this church.
But it wasn't all smooth sailing for the Child of Prague, which at one point was rescued from possible oblivion by a Carmelite priest.
When the wax figure was given to the church, the original people were replaced by the newcomers, and this small figure was thrown away behind the altar and forgotten. And when the Carmelitans have returned, they were in a big trouble. So, you know, the church was half destroyed, they didn't have any money. But then one of the priests, Father Cyril, found the figure and he started to worship it. And it was a situation of the change for the whole monastery.
Devoted Roman Catholics from around the world are drawn to the Czech capital by the Bambino di Praga, which, by the way, is called Pražské Jezulátko in Czech. They believe many graces, blessings, favors, and miraculous healings have been received by those who've petitioned before the infant Jesus. That tradition has a long history, says Dr. Václav Cílek.
It was associated with the miracles, I think, just something like a week or 2 weeks after it came. And since then, but it's quite common in all other destinations, it is a duty of the local priest to keep the book of the miracles. So it means that if a miracle is going to happen, he must make the entry in the book, and usually two witnesses have to sign it up. So through the centuries they are collecting the miracles and they see the structure of the miracles.
As for the actual figure of the infant Jesus itself, it's around 30 centimeters high and is made of wax.
Maybe there is some mystery hidden in it, because it might be that the central part of the wax may contain some wooden container with something, you know. It was never studied, it's likely to be never studied.
What about the costumes that the infant of Prague wears? How often are they changed? What's the significance of different costumes?
I think this is a part of the Baroque tradition. This infant Jesus of Prague has received altogether approximately 300 different costumes. Some of them are made, let's say, by Maria Theresa, the emperor. Others were sent in 19th century by Chinese Catholic. Others from by people from Vietnam. Many costumes came from the noble or aristocratic family all over the Central Europe, but even as far as Sweden and so on. In fact, I'm not sure how often it. They are changing the clothes. But what is the symbolism behind it, you know? The figure that is old and new still. Something is happening. Maybe just the idea that there is a figure which has the clothes is giving a feeling of personality, you know, of something what's alive, you know, what has at least some sort of the needs. But even the figure of the child is a strange one. There is a number of legends in the Middle Ages and even later about the small child of little Jesus traveling somewhere. It has no support in Bible, of course, you know, but just imagine, you know, small child, which is king of the world, is traveling soft and vulnerable in some strange countries. So behind this image is in fact some religion and a lot of the poetics.
The Child of Prague is, as I say, one of the most revered figures in the Roman Catholic world. It's especially well known in some countries, which sometimes have their own particular traditions regarding the infant. In Ireland, for instance, people put a puppy under a hedge or bury it in the garden as a solicitation for good weather. Before Dr. Václav Cílek and I end our visit to the Church of Our Lady Victorious, he explains how the Child of Prague's popularity spread around the world.
The copies of little Jesus were sent to Philippines, to Brasilia, to Latin America, even to Ireland and elsewhere. So the copies made of China, made of the wood, or simply printed as the etching, copper etching, are distributed all over the world. Several years ago, a head of the Catholic Church in Philippines has come to Prague, and he said that this infant Jesus of Prague helped to unify Philippines that are located on 2,000 or I don't know how many small islands, well, all over in the sea.
Would you say for some people in the world it's the strongest symbol of Prague?
For Roman Catholics it might be, together with Charles Bridge, maybe the strongest symbol of Prague, yes.